Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Emily Bjorklund. Earth Day is almost here, a day where we take a moment to appreciate all that our planet has to offer us. In honor of it, I talked with members of OSU Sustainability and asked them about some of their initiatives on campus. You'll hear from Ilda Hershey, the coordinator of OSU Sustainability, and Kristen Ball, one of the student interns. They told me about some of the common misconceptions people have about environmental issues and what their office is doing to make America's brightest orange a little more green.
Sustainability has been going on at OSU since the inception of campus. We've started recycling metals as early as the 1800s.
So there have been efforts since the campus was created, but the official office dedicated to sustainability was officially put in place in 2012.
Yes.
So then how did you get involved with OSU Sustainability then?
I was a graduate student here in the Environmental Sciences graduate program in the 1990s and have been working to help the campus with recycling programs, and I went to work for the Department of Environmental Quality and came back to OSU to work in cooperative extension. And at that time, the position was being created and I applied for it. I thought it would be my dream job, and it is.
And what about you, Kristen? How as a student intern, how did you find out and get involved with OSU Sustainability?
Yeah, I got involved in the Student Government Sustainability Committee, and that's when I learned about the position in the Sustainability Office as a freshman, and it's kind of changed my whole life path. This has been a new passion of mine that I've discovered, and what I want to continue doing after I graduate. So I'll be going to grad school for environmental science to kind of do the same thing, promoting sustainability on college campuses and promoting sustainable behavior.
What would you say are some of the biggest problems that face a college campus in terms of sustainability or environmental problems?
I think the main problem is that people think of the environment as a separate situation from their lives. And really, when we talk about sustainability, we're really talking about environmental stewardship of our community and of our resources. And so connecting sustainability to human health and wellness is really a challenge for us.
And what is something that then your office strives to teach on the OSU campus about sustainability?
We try to teach people to just change their behavior in small ways to begin with, like turning off lights and electronics when not in use, carrying a reusable bottle, and just making choices that will help us conserve both energy and resources on campus.
I think awareness is just another big problem, because students come from all over the nation and all over the world, and sustainability means different things from where they're from. They have different recycling programs, they have different initiatives wherever they're from. And so that's really, really unique, and to have that diversity here. But unifying those efforts once everyone gets here to campus is also an issue we have to tackle.
So what is something then that you would say that your offices has done to kind of help with this awareness of a sustainability on campus, with how diverse and how big of a campus OSU really is?
It really is a challenge, because we have so many people here on campus. We're like a good-sized city, actually. So a lot of what we do is to target incoming freshmen to kind of set the standard for what our values are on campus. So we do participate a lot in Welcome Week events, and we help with move-in recycling and reaching out to students in the res halls who live on campus and help them also change their behavior as well.
And that's what a lot of our interns do, giving presentations to student groups and stuff like that.
One of the biggest things about sustainability and environmental issues is that a lot of people want to blame big corporations in the big picture, so they don't see what little things that they do can make a difference. So what would you say to people who come in with that kind of mindset?
every little thing that we do does add up. And a good example of this is on campus in 2007, we started an energy conservation program, which is now the energy management program. And just asking faculty, staff, and students to turn off lights and turn off electronics when not in use has saved us over $50 million system-wide since 2007. This is not new money that we have, but this is money that was not spent on energy, just from the small actions of the campus community. So every little bit does add up.
And you mentioned a big event coming up, Earth Fest. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the SGA Sustainability Committee has hosted Earth Fest for long before since I've been here. But we bring together student organizations, OSU departments, and local businesses and organizations around Stillwater and Oklahoma, all unified for promoting and advocating for sustainable initiatives here. So whether that's environmental issues, wellness, advocacy, voting.
So you mentioned a lot of big changes that you've noticed since 2007 with the energy conservation and since the office officially being established in 2012. What would be your long-term goals then for OSU when it comes to sustainability or even changing their environmental footprint?
One of our long-term goals is to reach more people on campus. It's really difficult since the students don't spend a lot of time here. They're here for 4 years and then they move on. So the faculty and staff are very much on board. So constantly approaching new students when they arrive is a big challenge for us. So making sustainability more accessible to people so that they understand that their actions will help future generations is one of our goals. And just getting more people to participate in the energy and conservation initiatives that we have on campus. And also letting students know that they have the power to come up with ideas on campus that we can institute. For example, the water bottle refill station that's so popular on campus. That was a student initiative many years ago, and it became so popular that departments started putting these units into buildings, and they really have gone a long way to reduce the number of plastic disposable water bottles that we produce on campus. So sustainability does touch upon every department here on campus. So just getting more people aware of that and that it's part of our lives every day.
From a student perspective, I think unifying actions and student passions around campus is one of the biggest goals, a very lofty goal that we're struggling with right now because I mean, when I started working here, it was Ilda and there were two of us interns. We now have six interns, but there's still only so much we can do. But there's so much interest and passion among students for sustainability issues. And so just unifying all of these efforts among the dozens of sustainability-oriented organizations on our campus would be an incredible task.
So for people listening that are not at OSU, maybe they're alums or they've graduated or maybe they're coming to OSU so they can't be on campus to see this kind of impact that they can make to OSU. What advice would you have for them in their daily lives?
I think good advice for everyone is to get out in nature, go for a hike, enjoy the outdoors, and appreciate the eco-services that nature provides to us. And I think the more that we get outside and learn about nature, the more we appreciate these services, and the better position we are then to protect nature because it ultimately protects our human health and well-being. So I would recommend getting out and learning more about what nature does for us as human beings.
So Ilda always encourages us interns to stay curious and always keep learning, keep continuing our education beyond the classroom. Even after we graduate, it's still important to keep learning about these issues because they affect everyone in all areas of their lives, whether they know it or not. So just understanding what impact you can have and what your actions can make a difference would be probably one of the biggest things.
I did want to point out that Real Pokes Pass It On is a program that collects household items and clothing and accessories, et cetera, from campus residents who are moving out during finals week. And this year, the student chapter of Net Impact is going to be hosting Real Pokes Pass It On. So I recommend students look for that information and those signs during finals week so that their materials that they can't take home with them can at least go to a local charity and be donated instead of being tossed in the trash.
The Real Pokes Pass It On program that you've mentioned, that's a part of sustainability I think a lot of people don't realize. How big of an impact does something like donating clothing have on the environment?
It has a huge impact. Whenever we can reuse or donate or recycle items instead of putting them into the landfill, then we are creating what is called a circular economy. So we're kind of taking disposal out of the equation and using materials and energy that we already have on hand to make new products or to allow other people to use these materials that we don't need anymore. Just putting them in the landfill or incinerating them buries them forever and they're lost. So it's really great if students can donate these to people in need. And we have many charities here in town that can use the material.
You mentioned a big push to get freshmen in the know and get them involved in sustainability early on. How can they get involved on campus if they want to learn more about sustainability?
Yeah, like I said, we have dozens of student organizations on campus that focus on aspects of sustainability from a real broad all of campus to very, very niche areas. So joining organizations that promote protecting ecosystems, getting outdoors, helping those who are less fortunate than us, community building, or developing new technologies that improve human health or quality of life. We have organizations on our website, sustainability.okstate.edu, lists of those organizations that promote some area of sustainability that students can get involved in.
And also departments can get involved by creating their own green teams in their departments or taking us up on some tours that we can give of the recycling center, of the central plants, and just walking tours around campus to show off the sustainability initiatives that all departments are involved with here.
And what are these green teams that departments can create?
So they can create a team that helps remind department personnel to conserve energy, to recycle, show them where they can perhaps find furniture or used furniture or materials perhaps from surplus that they can use in their office, or answer questions that staff might have about resource conservation. Another thing that the departmental green teams can do and student organizations can do is remind everyone that recycling is great, but reducing waste in the first place, reusing and repurposing are even better than recycling. Everyone, if they could just start small and do a little bit, it really does make a difference.
If you're on campus on April 22nd for Earth Day, make sure to check out EarthFest. The Student Government Sustainability Committee will host the event as a way to raise awareness for OSU and Stillwater community members. To learn more about OSU sustainability, visit them on Instagram and Twitter at OSU Green. Thank you to Ilda and Kristen for talking to me more about your work. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Emily Bjorklund, and we'll see you next week.